Good evening. This is KD2AID, net control for Black River Valley Service. My name is Jeff. That is held every evening at 9 p.m. on the Boomerang Radio Club repeater on frequency 146.655 MHz. The repeater is located 2.5 miles on Jackson Hill in Boomville, New York. Please inform them that all interested parties are welcome to check in with or without traffic. Emergency traffic has priority at all times. You can break in at any time. Is there any emergency traffic? Boomville Amateur Radio Club's next monthly meeting will be on Tuesday, April 19th at 7 p.m. at the Dodge Pratt Northern Mark Community Center, 106 Dollar Street, Boomville, New York. Next month, welcome to the guest. Amateur Radio license is not required to become a member. If you are interested in becoming a net controller, please contact the club member. We can set that up. Should a net controller not start the net at 9 p.m. and still is not done so after a couple of minutes, please feel free to conduct the net yourself. You'll find the net preamble on our website at www.boomvillearc.com. Are there any portable, battery-powered, or mobile stations wishing to check in?
HKPS.
N2KPR, Rich, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, I just got home here about 10 minutes ago. I went out for dinner tonight. Actually, I've been gone most of the afternoon, so. Stayed there and had dinner and tried to breeze after dinner. And came home here at home. I got here about 10 minutes a night. Got upstairs, you know, talked downstairs for a few minutes and came upstairs. That's about it. That was my whole day today. Yesterday was... I was occupied all day yesterday in the apartment. Just kind of worked on something for the organization over here. And got it all done, messed it up in the end, so I gave that up in a hurry. It just wasn't my day, I just didn't have the patience for it, so maybe another day would have been fine. But outside of that, it's been a really nice weekend, I can't complain. A little chilly, but I'm not complaining. Sun was shining today, so that made it even better. I'll pass back to you, Ryan, to keep you.
All right, Rich. Well, better luck, on the next attempt. And thanks for checking in. Hope you had a good dinner there. So we'll catch up with you later. All right. Are there any Echolink stations wishing to check in?
This is KD2ERR Dave from Southern Chenango County. My QTH is in Bainbridge. I had a fairly good weekend. Was able to make contact with a troop of Boy Scouts that were out camping over the weekend, and made a echo link call to a fellow ham down in New York City area. And other than that, it's been just a pretty quiet weekend. It's kind of cold around here today, so didn't do too much outside. I'll send it back to the net. This is Dave, KD2ERR.
All right, Dave. Well, thanks for checking in. And well, have a good evening there, and good day for getting out there and making some contact. All right, thanks again for checking in. Are there any other echoing stations you should check in?
This is Kilo Delta 2, Gillette Whiskey Charlie, Matt. And Jeff, there are two other stations behind me. It looks like Kevin and Bill.
KD2AIT, repeater. This is Kilo Alpha 3 Tango Foxtrot Bravo. Mr. Matt is correct. And behind me is the Honorable Kevin James. Back to net control.
All right, this is Kilo Delta 2, Foxtrot, Papa Mike, Kevin James checking into the Echolink system. And, yes, I am the last one in the queue, Jeff.
All right, well, there's three more. We'll start with KD2, JWC. Matt, good evening. What's going on?
Good evening, Jeff. Everyone up in North Country. It's currently showing 33 degrees here in Oneonta. Been a pretty decent day. I actually had a little gathering with my family for a little surprise birthday party for me, I guess you could say. And been tinkering and working on some other things and making plans for a new delivery that I'm getting on Monday or that I have to go pick up on Monday out in Norwich. Not much else going on my end. In kind of one of those happy moods, so trying to stay there. But not too much going on my end, so I'm not going to hold the repeater down for too much longer. This is KD2JWC, back to net control.
All right, Matt, well, happy birthday, and thanks for checking in, and hopefully that toy comes in right on schedule there tomorrow, and I know how that goes, anticipating your arrival. All right, well, thanks for checking in, and you have a good one. K3TFE, still out there in Pennsylvania. What's going on?
KD2AIT, Echo Link Repeater. KA3TFBR, I need to, sit on the couch and relax here. I've been having a festive weekend. 34 degrees currently here in Pennsylvania, snowing lightly, hasn't laid on the ground much at all. Friday was off work and went to the resort of Ogilvy, paying $35 for a buffet. The food is outstanding, the food is so great you couldn't stop eating it. Yesterday was in a place called Dublin, Ohio, and they ate at the Irish Tavern, had fish. I had these things called salmon wontons. Weird, strange, but they were good. I had salmon soup. Weird, strange, but it was delicious. And my entree was salmon, which is outstanding. I'm recovering from eating like a king. Back to net control. I wish everyone a good evening. KA3TFB through the Echolink system. Over.
All right, Bill. Well, good. Salmon's good for you anyway. What you can eat, the better. I love salmon. Can't get enough of it. But, just last week there, we smoked up a bunch of it here in the smoker, and it came out so good. We could be talking about it. All right, well, thanks for taking some time there and checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2FPM, Kevin, James, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Hey, good evening, Jeff, and hello to the masses that are assembled, both waiting on radios and listening on scanners up in the North Country, KD2FBM out here. 33 degrees on my end of town also here. Yeah, I've been just kind of dabbling, trying to get a couple things figured out and caught up, and just trying not to aggravate my back any further than it needs to be. So, yeah, it's been one of them fun days. Good note, Bill down in Pennsylvania, take note, www.wvvcutica.com. They have found an online audio feed again. So if you go back to their webpage again, that's wvvcutica.com, and click on the Listen Live button. It doesn't work on a mobile device yet, unfortunately. I know they're trying to work some issues out with that, but you'll be able to hear my good station that I do the weather for in this area. So, yeah, keep that in mind. That's just something that they've been trying to work on ever since the new rules and regs got passed and prices got inflated about 10
plus times what they were before in order to still broadcast streaming audio. So that was just an absolute nightmare. So apparently they found a good company that's willing to work with them, not charge them a fortune, and still get them on the air. So, all right, with that, I won't hold the repeater down either. I will say 7-3, stand back and listen. This is KD2FBM, back to net control.
Hi, Kevin. Well, thanks for checking in. By the way, I did get your message you sent a while back and got last night. So, often I check the messages on there. For some reason, it didn't give me any notifications, but when I checked it on the phone, then I saw it. So, and I agree with you there. Hopefully it won't continue. What we were talking about in the message. But anyway, thanks for checking in, and we'll catch up with you later. Hey, this is KD2AIT, Nick Joel from the Black River Valley Service Band. I'll now take calls from regular members and guests.
And 2PFM, good evening, Jeff.
And 2PFM, George, good evening. What's going on tonight?
Well, thank you, Jeff, to Kevin James and Rich and everybody else out there here in Pennsylvania. Happy Holy Palm Sunday to everyone. Well, today started out church, and then I had to go and do a service, and Palm Sunday service with communion in Valley View, here in Lowellville. And then I go home, and I'm taking it easy the rest of the day. We got a temperature here of 29 degrees after a range of 12 to 43, and sunshine most of the day. As far as that fish is concerned, I cannot stand the smell of, let alone the taste of seafood in any way, shape, and form. In fact, more often than not, the smell of seafood cooking gets me violently sick, so I stay away from that. So with that, we'll say God bless and 73s and 2 PFM clear.
All right, George, well, a good solar panel day anyway. I know if I can't, my batteries were topped off by 10 a.m. It's always good. It's getting to be that time of year. That sun's pretty potent. For the fishing, I love all of them. I can't think of a cut of fish I don't like. In fact, we were just talking tonight, planning our fishing here coming in April, and new spots we're going to hit. All right, well, thanks for checking in there, George, and you have a good evening, and we'll catch up with you later. KD2AIT, are there any other check-ins for the Black River Valley Service Center?
5AOW, good evening, Jeff.
KC2MBU.
There's two more. We got N5AOW and KC2MBU. N5AOW, Bob, good evening. What's going on tonight?
N5AOW, good evening, everyone, and good day today. At least we had some decent weather to deal with. A little cool, but a little breezy. Not too bad with the wind. Worked out to be a nice day. Get a few things outside for a bit and enjoyed the sunshine and whatever, and that was pretty much it. Didn't do a whole lot of anything really. Just to get out in the air was nice and be able to just enjoy it. So with that, I'll turn it back to you, Jeff, and good evening to everyone else. And 5AOW back to night control.
All right, Bob, I'm sure there was a million projects to do today. And it was a perfect day for it. It was nice, I'll tell you, it was a beautiful day out. All right, well, thanks for checking in. You have a good evening. We'll catch up with you later. KC2MBU, Ray, good evening. I was thinking about you today. I was moving the camp truck around and run it, kind of drove it up the driveway and back because it hadn't been done since the fall. And I remember my aunt took her car to you once because she had a car that she keeps in the garage because she had a big mouse nest at the vent. Boy, this one does too. It's so packed in there I can't even turn on the defrost. So I got to figure out a way to get my hand up in there and pull it all out never done that before, but that ought to be that's a project for another day. What's going on with you tonight there, Ray?
Well, Jeff, we got 31 degrees up on the hill here. Cleaned the mouse nest out. Probably the easiest access is you pop the glove box out, you pull the blower motor out. It's 3 volts and one plug. And you reach right up in there with the shop vac and just suck everything out. Made a trip up to the repeater today. I noticed that we had noise triggering the repeater, and nothing legible. I don't know if it was somebody's signal or not, but it eventually would time the repeater out, and the repeater shut down. And this happened a couple of times last night. And so after church, I buzzed up on top of the hill and turned the squelch up about a 16th of an inch. So I'd be interested to know if we get any complaints that people can't get in on low power.
All right, yeah, that would be good to know. Somebody can't get in before. You could send me an email, kd2ait@kd2ait.com, and let us know. That'd be great to know. I haven't heard anything from the repeater today, but I think I know what you're talking about, because I did hear that a few times here over the week. Never enough to time on the repeater, but I would hear it from time to time. All right, well, thanks, Ray. Maybe I'll give that a shot. I'm going to do something. Boy, that vent is jammed and it smells like dead mouse. So I couldn't even drive the truck. I put it, parked it right back there and just left it. I said, I'm going to wait till next time. We'll get up here. I had some other projects to do. That one wasn't high on the list. Okay, Ray. Thanks. It's KD2 with IT. Are there any other check-ins? Myself, got up this morning after a long day yesterday at camp, and boy, I was tired. I slept right straight through the night. I think I got up once to throw a log on the fire and went back to bed, and I was pretty sore here. And got the place closed up, packed up. That took a little while. Had a lot to do. And got into home in a pretty decent hour, but I was light. Spent a long week exercise wise. I really started ramping it up here this past week, and all that hiking I did on Saturday, well, that caught up to me here today, and I spent some time catching up on some of the recorded videos that I haven't seen yet. Caught up with some boxing meetings and the rest of the old leg. Then we went out to dinner up there in Loudville tonight, and we'll be there at 7, and that's about it. All right, KD2AIT, are there any comments, queries, or late check-ins? All right, hearing none, I'm now closed. Black River Valley Service Net returns the frequency of regular MGU, so I can thank Rich, Dave out in Chenango County, Matt, Bill out in Pennsylvania, Kevin, George, Bob, and Ray for checking in tonight. Everyone have a good evening. 73, those who listen in.
KD2FBM, KA3TFB, you still there?
Yeah, KA3TFB, it's KD2FBM. Bill, go ahead.
Roger. Hey, thanks for the update. Maybe want to send that URL to my URL on the computer link there that you have, and I'll have a permanent record of it. The eNook has memorized the URLs in the previous. All I have to do is just bring it up and hook up to it. I've listened to that before, and of course I listened through the Bluetooth connection, so it doesn't cost much money at all other than the monthly rental fee. I enjoy listening to it. I enjoy listening to other things. I hope you still have a a position there where you do monitor and talk about the weather. And who knows, maybe you maybe you'll decide to go to meteorology school and be an expert.
Yeah, that'd be kind of fun. I'll be honest with you, though. I guess what they say, I have what they call a radio face. if I went on TV to do meteorology, they'd have to use a lot of cooling fans to keep me comfortable, unfortunately, because unfortunately, the pain in my back, I end up breaking out in a sweat, and that's what wound up happening here tonight as I was trying to record, sitting in my chair, and I'm getting aggravated because I made a couple of mistakes, which I won't tell you this, but they got a little colorful, so I had to erase and start over because it's got to be perfect by the time it hits the air. So, yeah, what a nightmare. But I tell you, if you could be a fly on the wall here, you'd probably fall off laughing. So, but, yeah, check that web address out, and I'll send it to you again. It's very simple, Whiskey Victor Victor Charlie, and then it's Utica.com, all one, you know, together. The WVVC Utica is all one.com, and then basically you can go in and on the right side just click on the play button, and unfortunately it does not work on mobile devices at this time, so I know they're trying to work out some details on that, but on a laptop or a PC it works great. I've tried it on my phone, my tablet, no go. So I don't know, maybe you might have luck with yours. I didn't with mine, and it sounded like the general manager, he's got an iPhone, and he wasn't successful either. So, yeah, I'll toss it back to you, see what else is going on down your neck of the woods. Is it snowing actually down that way, or are you still just kind of cool?
KD2FPM, KA3TFB through the EchoLink connection. Very light snow here, and it's been very lightly snowing almost all day. Very fine. Temperature is currently 34 degrees, and it has not landed on the ground to stay there, you know. And we've had previously light drizzle and rain yesterday. It rained or drizzled in the slushy snow out in Ohio there for the most part of the day. And driving back, you know, I don't like to drive in that type of weather, because the visibility is reduced and the roadway is wet. You know, you don't have as much control over it that you have on dry land. Hey, one thing I want to mention about pain, and you know, if you go on or go to you know, the one of the stores that sell these supplements, buy some high cherry tart. That's H-I cherry, C-H-E-R-R-Y, tart, T-A-R-T. The reason why I'm saying that is I'm not so sure on an iPhone link that when I say things, it always comes out clear. And that's good for pain. You know, that dissolves the intensity of pain. And I mix that with my supplements sometime so I don't have pain, you know. And I don't have it in the first place, but I surely don't feel any. And that might be a supplement you might want to look into. Back to you, over.
Okay, yeah, received. I'll have to check that out, see what it's about, because unfortunately they've got me on some pretty heavy prescribed management for pain meds, and I mean, I hate them, but without them I'm absolutely miserable. So trying to find that happy balance, because when I do take them for a few hours, my vision is just gone and I don't even dare go anywhere. So it's just like, great, you know, what a wonderful way to go through life, blurry and kind of like feeling logy, and then your back still kills you. But yeah, I'm praying for a miracle one of these days that maybe something can be done, but at this point in time, unfortunately, because of the type of damage that's been done to my back, there is no known cure, and also it is inoperable from what I've been told from several sources, and been warned very sternly not to opt for any kind of reckless surgery, because any surgery would be reckless in there and probably couldn't probably do me more harm than good. So they've said if I can live with it, deal with it, and just, you know, take it as it goes, and that's pretty much the way I'm taking things. One day at a time, and I enjoy watching the sun come up, and enjoy checking things out, and then I enjoy watching the sunset in the evening, and just, you know, puttering with my little things, and ham radio has been a blessing. I mean, it's one of the few things that, you know, I'll listen to it in the background, all the chatter on it, plus all the emergency channels all day long. I love listening to the chatter, so it's kind of cool. So, all right, KD3TFB, it's KD2FDM.
Roger, Roger. You know, I don't have, well, I can't say I don't have deformities. I do have deformities, but they're not what you call, you could identify by looking. But, you know, when that accident happened to me in November the 21st, 1997, you know, what should have happened didn't happen, and it should have never happened in the first place to have someone so carelessly go on a highway and do as much damage as she did. But the thing is you know, I still have a mental thing where, you know, it could happen again. You know what I'm saying? The anticipation of another accident could happen. You know, I could be negligent instead of the other party being negligent. But I didn't kill that girl. You know, I turned that van sideways so that their vehicle had a path to go. I didn't have to stop that mass of weight in that flimsy car at high speed with my truck. You know, she just slowed her pace down as she hit the front of the vehicle, and the van was turned sideways so that mass had you know, could go. And of course, the car was rotating, I guess. And then she had a chance to hit the guy behind me head-on, too, and her car came to a stop, and, of course, all the airbags deployed. And when I got out of the junky van that I was in, it was all torn apart, you know, and the door was wide open, and I seen those two occupants laying in the roadway. You know, that was what I was faced with when a van came to arrest. I just wonder if maybe ice or heat can help you with your back. Over.
Yeah, ice and heat, it depends. As a matter of fact, right now, because the way these air pressures have been jumping back and forth, and I say jumping, it's like all of a sudden they climb, and then all of a sudden they plunge. And it's like, oh, for the love of all that's holy. I mean, it just drives my back absolutely insanely nuts. But, I mean, it's going to sound stupid what I'm saying here. I probably spend 90% of my day laying down with pillows propped up underneath me, you know, my head and back, so that way I can be bent almost like I'm in a recliner chair. And that's the only position that I'm actually pretty decently comfortable in. If I sit too long, oh, it's aggravating. If I stand too long, that's aggravating. You know, it's just a nightmare trying, because I used to be very active at one time. I mean, I used to bicycle, hike, and cross-country ski, downhill ski, play tennis, bowl, roller skate. My gosh, camp. Oh, my gosh, I loved camping. I had to kind of back off on that. In fact, my camper sits up at my one friend's house up in West Fulton, and it's on blocks. Nice thing is he's let me keep it up there, and if I'm going to stay up there, he'll run an electric cord out, power it up for me, and then I can come out and just jump in there, and it's all set to go, so I don't really have anything to do. But, you know, it's just so frustrating sometimes, because I look back at all the things I used to do, and I'm just, like, puzzled, like, you know, gosh, I'd love to do some of that stuff again, but it's just like, no. I try to make the best of it, though. That's the main thing. You know, whatever I'm doing, I just try to make the best of it and, you know, enjoy, help out where I can. Like I say, I'm happy to be with the fire department here, fire police captain, because the guys underneath me do the majority of what needs to be done. I just kind of oversee, or I will help out. But if I need relief, one will come in and jump in for me, and I'll help Matt, like I say, with the radios and stuff at our fire department. Or nice thing is I got it set up here at the house. I can actually run a remote radio control for our fire department from my location here. So if I can't make it out and they don't have anyone sitting at the fire department, I can give us radio coverage, which is kind of cool. It'll help out. They know my cell phone number, so they can call my cell phone, and I can make things happen backwards through that, too. So, KD3TFB, it's KD2FPM.
KD2FPM, KA3TFB through the Echolink. Well, okay. I'm gonna move on here, and I just wonder if acupuncture or there's something else out there that can help you, you know, besides what we're doing, you know, this, you know, and the only way that you'll know is if you can experiment. Like I've had tennis elbow for 15 years, and I'm finally now working at this. It's left the left arm, but it's on the right arm. You know, and every once in a while it agitates. I got that when I started to do a second job in the year 2004. Anyhow, enough of my pain and suffering and mental anguish. I hope the best for you there, Mr. Kevin James, and those who are listening. I just, you know, I felt bad when I was talking to about fish, and there was George out there. He gets sick just by the smell of it. I can't win today. But anyhow, best of wishes to you. I'll let you go. From KA3TFB, catch you later on, and we'll be signing off after your message through the Echolink system. Okay.
Okay, yeah, received, understood, and yeah, I know it can be frustrating. So, and I know right now on the 145.170, the Oneida repeater, they're doing octane. So I know someone will be coming in to check this repeater momentarily. So I will too cut this short, but I'll try and investigate some of that stuff, Bill, that you and I chatted about. And hopefully we'll catch you again tomorrow night. All right, this is KD2FPM. I will also be clearing this repeater through the Echolink system. As always, thank you for use of Echolink. It's always appreciated. And I will hopefully catch the rest of the crew tomorrow night. Until then, 7-3, KD2FPM is clear.
Would like to thank